With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The upcoming memorial honoring the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk will be a major event and also will have Super Bowl-level security, according to sources who are familiar with the planning for that event. It is set for tomorrow in Arizona. Meanwhile, Eric Trump spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about his new book, Under Siege. It's called Under Siege, My Family's Fight to Save Our Nation. Now, Eric says it's hard to fathom the impact of Charlie Kirk and how he's impacted American politics.
Built one of the greatest youth political movements in history, probably the greatest youth political movements. And, you know, then somebody's, you know, dressed in all black sits on top of a roof with a rifle, you know, while calling him a fascist for exercising free speech and, yes. You know, and kills a dear friend of ours. And it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer weighed in this week as well, and he says that free speech does allow for peaceful disagreement, but not encouraging political violence.
One thing to say, I disagree with Sean or Chris or Charlie. It's another thing to say, let's go get them, or, you know, let's they should be killed or whatever. That's crossing the line.
Plenty of fireworks on Friday on the Senate floor as lawmakers prepared to vote on a couple of contrasting continuing resolution bills to avoid a government shutdown. And from the Democrat perspective, it was Charles Schumer accusing Republicans of seeking to cut people's health care. Meanwhile, on the majority side, Republican leader John Thune called the House bill clean and bipartisan. He said the Democrat alternative was anything but rather laden with a lot of far-left agenda items to make their constituents happy. In the end, neither bill got the 60 votes needed for passage. Unless something changes, that means the government is set to run out of funding at the end of the month. This is SRN News. A new poll out on assisted suicide and what people think about it.
Lifeway Research reports that 51% of Americans believe that if a person is suffering from a painful terminal disease, it is morally acceptable for that individual to take his own life with the aid of a doctor. The survey also reveals that 55% of respondents believe that physicians should be allowed to help people kill themselves. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, Americans who see the Bible's teachings as having authority are the least likely to say physician-assisted suicide is morally acceptable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For decades, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men. That holds true across dozens of countries and on nearly every continent, but that might be changing here in the U.S. A recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute Survey Center on American Life found 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have religious affiliation. This is SRN News. President Trump set to meet with China's leader in South Korea next month. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Following a two-hour phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, the president announced he will meet with Xi in South Korea in late October and will visit China early next year. Writing on his social media platform, the president said Xi would come to the United States at an appropriate time. He also said they made progress on approving a TikTok deal to allow the popular social media app to keep operating in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Taliban crackdown to prevent immorality spreading across Afghanistan now. More and more provinces are losing access to fiber optic internet, for example, as the country's leader imposed a complete ban on the technology. It's the first time a ban of that size has been imposed since the Taliban seized power back in 2021. More of these stories at srnnews.com.